crossover is.
Crossover dribble.
Sing for the crossover.
Kyrie Irving. Crossover in the lane.
One of the most famous crossovers of all time.
Behind the back, an ankle breaker on Chris Paul.
Crossover.
Crossover.
Crossover. Double crossover.
The crossover continues to evolve.
Welcome into the crossover. Connor Happer, Josh Otson.
Hello.
How you boys doing?
Great.
You excited to have a full show today?
I am. Yeah, I got to spread out a little bit.
You
got some things to say.
Yeah? You got some takes?
Didn't get them all in yesterday. It was shorted.
Got some spicy hot takes.
Unfortunately, by John Bishop and his Creighton Blue Jays.
Who look pretty good.
Yeah.
They look pretty good.
Yeah, they sure did. They are really, really good.
They look pretty good.
Yep. They are 1.5 favorites tonight against Arkansas.
Love it.
Damn
one
straight.
And a half?
One and a half.
Tantalizing.
Seems low.
Yes.
Seems low.
Okay. Interesting.
I'm not sold on Arkansas right now.
So you think if they win this, they probably win the whole thing. I mean, they're only one game away at
Creighton?
That point. Yeah.
Ooh, man. I don't know.
Who's the Arizona's probably on their side?
Well, here's
Arizona,
the,
San Diego State.
Day three versus the San Diego State Arizona winner is good.
Not a ton of fun.
Wild.
Depends on how Kalkbrenner's feeling with the ankle.
Yeah.
But listen, we talked to Joel Lorenzi yesterday.
I don't know, man. I think these two teams, like Creighton and Arkansas, are the best two teams in this thing.
No. Really?
I think so. I agree.
I don't know about that on the Arkansas side of things yet.
I think
they're not healthy, and they got 30 piece by Texas.
That's fair.
Like they, Louisville is horrendous.
Louisville is so bad.
And it took them about 25 minutes to put them away. When it should have taken them 25 seconds.
Legitimate question. Is Louisville going to win a game this year?
I haven't seen their schedule yet.
I think they have one, right?
No, they are 0-4.
They're 0-4.
Oh. The first three were bye games.
If someone could show me their schedule real quick, I would
guess. Have other non-cons against Maryland.
Nope.
Miami is a conference opponent.
Those are fat L's, actually. Those are 20-point L's.
How about Western Kentucky?
Definite L.
That is a 114 KenPom team right now.
Definite L.
Here we go.
Anyone in the top 150 is an L.
Florida A&M.
That's doubleable.
Although that is the level of team they've lost to in the first three.
True.
Not quite.
But it's been one possession games, though.
So
you can get over the hump.
Florida A&M is a winnable game. I wouldn't say definite dub, though.
Okay, so winnable game.
So we've got one winnable game on the schedule so far.
They got two in a row. Florida A&M and Lipscomb.
Okay, so two winnable games.
And that's
about it. Then
everybody's
ACC.
Everybody's a top 150 KenPom team after that.
Those are all L's.
Yeah.
So this
Boston, get in, actually, you know, how many times did they play Boston College?
Probably twice.
How many times?
One time.
Tough break there.
At Boston College, though. At Boston College.
I don't know.
KenPom has them losing Boston College.
How many expected wins do they have?
So that's 2.5 wins right there.
Nine?
No, they're not winning 9 games.
Well,
no
way. That's based on preseason, though.
Unless they figure it out.
They are not winning.
That win total is going to drop significantly.
Kentucky, Florida A&M, Lipscomb, Pitt. Georgia Tech, Florida State. It has the projected record, but it doesn't like reflect exactly because some 1 point games out or whatever. So it has them at 9-21, but it only has 6 wins on the schedule.
If they win more than 5 games this year, I will be stunned. Absolutely stunned.
Kenny Payne, baby. Kenny Payne.
Yeah. I think their coaching staff is really good.
I think they've
assembled a good coaching staff.
They have not assembled a good roster.
No.
Yeah, they're going
to
get
They have recruited horrendously to start their tenure.
Yeah, Texas Tech is going to
Who are they going to run into the rest of Mally? Because they're going to, let's just say they're going to get a fat L today.
And then they'll play
Cincinnati,
either
Ohio State loser.
Yeah.
And Cincinnati just put 93 on Arizona. And Landers Nolly went 9-14 from 3, so that's a fat L for Louisville.
San Diego State
manhandled Ohio State, so that's maybe.
Yeah, they're 0-3 in Maui.
But that's Ohio State has a sick recruiting class, though. They're crazy talented.
They're
going to beat Louisville's you-know-what.
Yeah,
they play each other.
That's an 0-3 in Maui for Louisville.
Yeah, either way you look at it.
Yeah.
Right.
But you get a trip to Maui.
Oh, yeah.
True.
You do, yeah. Yeah.
There are worse ways to catch L's.
It's better than catching L's at home against Bellarmine.
which has been done already.
You know what? I don't. That's not the one I hate them for. Because Bellarmine is
it Wright
tricky.
State?
It's definitely the other two.
No, it's just
Bellarmine gave Duke some problems. They're a tough team to like defend.
Well, and then they lost their exhibition to Lenoir Ryan.
Yeah, that's also unacceptable.
Bellarmine's just the funniest name. Mm-hmm.
It is.
It's got the highest comedic value. So
they are the team that's probably they're the trickiest by game probably in the sport.
Who does KenPom have as the worst team?
It's
right
their
now?
Incarnate word.
Ooh,
it's just a funny name.
I know Arkansas Pine Bluff was 353.
354 now.
Okay.
They were up on Nebraska.
Up on Nebraska at halftime.
In the second half by 8.
Wow.
Nebraska won by like 20, yeah, right?
They did. They really turned it around those last 18 minutes.
Nice.
IUPUI.
Which one?
Ooey Pooey.
The regular Ooey Pooey?
Yeah, I think there's just the
isn't
one.
Isn't there a Fort Wayne Ooey Pooey too?
Yeah.
Is there? Or
IPFW.
They're changing that system.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, no. Yeah, it's IPFW. It's not IUPUIFW.
Okay, gotcha.
That's too many letters.
Bottom three teams, 363 IUPUI, 362 Delaware State, 361 Mississippi Valley State.
The Delaware State that just took Nova to the wire? That Delaware State?
Yes, yeah. I believe so.
Yeah. Dang, Nova.
Only lost by 10 to Villanova.
Yeah, that's why I'm like...
And then they turned around and almost beat Michigan State in East Lansing.
I understand Nova's missing their two best players. Nova has not played well this year at like really bad at stretches.
Yeah, they played. I thought they. Yeah, for
no.
Stretches
who's
for
the
sure.
top contender to Creighton in the Big East right now?
I mean, going into the year, I thought it was Xavier. Because I was like, they won the NIT and they brought a lot of those guys back, and usually that's a huge that's an automatic launching pad into an NCAA tournament when you look at the history.
Yeah.
Is it UConn?
I feel like it's UConn right now because Xavier still can't protect the rim to save their life.
Good luck with that
Jackson,
against Creighton.
Trace Jackson Davis dropped an easy 30-piece on them, and I'm like, oh, they still don't do the things they need to do.
Yeah, if you can't protect the rim against Creighton, you might be in some trouble.
Yeah. They're just smarter offensively, so I think they'll be better than they were last year. That's the difference.
That's
but they still can't defend
but
the
it's
rim.
Probably UConn and Xavier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys are right, though. Yeah. Creighton is good.
Creighton is good.
It's like scary good. Scary, scary.
The early results are in. Creighton good.
Yeah, that was a big deal yesterday.
Today's going to be a big one, too.
Yeah.
Because there's if they're all, if Kalkbrenner plays and everything like that, I think this is going to be a better litmus test than yesterday was. Because I think Arkansas has a dramatically higher ceiling than Texas Tech.
I think Arkansas has more talent. I think Texas Tech is probably a better team right now.
I'd entertain that argument, yeah.
So... I think both are good tests in different ways. Like from a just high-end talent level, Arkansas is really, really high.
Yeah.
From a who's playing better basketball right now, it's probably Texas Tech.
Yes.
I wasn't super impressed with Arkansas yesterday, which was the only time I've seen him this year, I'll admit. But, yeah, the high-end level talent there for Arkansas is – you can't deny it just because they could – if they get things right, then it's scary.
I think the best scenario for Creighton in this tournament is to avoid – San Diego State on day three, because that's just so much physicality in a short span.
Yeah.
Like, get Creighton. I don't care if Creighton and Arizona lose today or win today, but Creighton and Arizona is the track meet everyone needs on day three.
Yeah, I just need a 120, 118 against Arizona on day three.
Yeah, exactly. Like, stop beating each other.
That's all I'm interested in.
You don't want to get beat up on day three and like
have
to go through
all
that again.
You still get a week off before you play Texas, which is nice.
Which is going to be 100% necessary because Texas is also
extremely necessary.
That is the number one KenPom team in the country.
They are quite good.
They earned that with a drubbing of Gonzaga.
Who would win a Gavitt game created by me between Nebraska and Georgetown?
I think Nebraska. Nebraska's bad, but Georgetown's like stinky.
Well,
this Matt is really thinking
he's
about
torn right now.
Well, because I'm trying to think, is Wahab the most difficult matchup in that game then? Because
I think so.
I could see him.
Especially without Derek Walker.
I could see like a 25-15 game out of him against Nebraska.
Yeah, if you don't have Derek Walker, which they don't right now, and we don't know when he's coming back.
Exactly.
I don't know that Blaise Keita is ready to deal with the...
I think I would take Georgetown by... Yeah, pretty confidently in that matchup.
I have watched Georgetown more than I should this year because it always feels like they're on at the anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I watched them.
Yeah, stop watching Georgetown. It's
I watched
terrible.
That whole second half.
No, they're
against,
on TV
like,
way
Coppin
too much.
State. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
They are so bad.
Yes,
I actually think
Nebraska. Well, they're horrific defensively.
I think Nebraska's a hair better.
I think Nebraska's probably a better put together team But I don't know if Nebraska can score enough consistently to beat like Georgetown, who can probably score better. I don't. It's they both suck.
Yeah, they're both
they
just
both yeah
total trash.
They, it's gonna be a great.
They suck farts
game.
Through a golf like through a through a through a through a beer bong, you know. Like, but it's like they're. I think Georgetown would. I think if you made me pick, I'd probably pick Georgetown.
I think I would take Nebraska.
They should let me make the Gavitt games.
Yeah. They should let you make the sicko Gavitt games.
Ooh, yeah.
You would just make the grossest matchup.
And then the Big Ten
Hold
ACC
on a
challenge.
Isn't
games?
Nebraska playing Boston College? That's a sicko
that
matchup.
That's a pretty bad one.
Big Those Ten are two. That's going to be the grossest game of the
we
year.
We did have
maybe.
Georgetown Northwestern, which was a pretty sicko Gavitt game.
That was pretty bad too. Yeah.
Oh yeah. That. Oh, actually, that's worse.
That was pretty bad.
Is Georgetown Northwestern worse than Boston College Nebraska? Which one would you least like to watch?
Because
Northwestern
Georgetown Northwestern.
But Northwestern hasn't lost a bye game yet, though. Boston College has already done that one. Nebraska was down 8, like you said, to Arkansas Pine 11. They've toyed with it.
I don't know. I watched like 5 minutes of that Georgetown Northwestern game, and I hated it. Like, I hated it.
Yeah.
It was pretty painful.
How much are you going to watch of Nebraska-Boston College?
I'm going to try not to watch any.
I feel like you'll hate every second of
I'm
going to
do my best
do
not to watch any
of the duration.
Nebraska-Boston College next Wednesday.
Ooh. I'm going to do my best Get not to view up. A
what time
second
is it on TV? Is it, you know, or they put
it's
on
It's got to be like a late night ESPN 2 game.
God, if that's a 7 p.m.
BTN
prime time,
Plus.
I will just, that's.
I don't know what it is. Josh is looking it up right now. I can feel him typing, but.
Wow.
He's
please be a
I'm gonna guess 8:15 ESPN2. That's where they put these weird Big Ten ACC challenge games.
It is 8:15 on ESPNU.
Oh,
ESPNU.
Oh.
That's a definite
you were right
game.
There.
I don't think I can get this.
That's ESPN saying nah.
This and CBS Sports Network. Yeah. I don't think I could watch these channels.
They'd put a better game on ESPN Plus before they put one on ESPNU. So that's them saying no way we want anyone watching this.
I nailed the 8:15 though.
You did.
You
this
did.
Is we're contractually obligated to have you on our network. But we hope no one watches
it's a home
this
game. It's an 8:15 home game for Nebraska.
Yeah, ESPNU is the network you choose when you hope no one watches the
Yes,
game.
That is, you're like, dear God, I don't want anybody to watch this. I
wonder what else is going on in sports.
Occasionally, when there's like
World
a
Cup,
ton
probably.
Of games on, somebody gets relegated to ESPN News.
Well, I'll tell you what.
That's really bad.
I'll tell you more college basketball games from that night. We got North Carolina, Indiana that night.
Ooh, oh, that's interesting.
Hell yeah.
That's a very good game.
Give me every second of that.
We have Ohio State and Duke that night.
That could be okay.
That's not bad.
There's some good high-major games.
So there's no excuse to watch Nebraska-Boston College.
No, none at all.
No,
I won't watch the second of that.
You should do one of your polls today should be, are you going to watch Nebraska-Boston College?
are you ready for Nebraska-Boston College in 8 days?
Just bypass the top 10 game today. Go straight to the interest level for Nebraska-Boston College. See where it's at.
Yeah, that's what people are wondering, I think, the most.
Yeah.
Inquiring minds want to know.
I definitely want to know.
Do you guys?
I want to meet the people who are like excited for that game.
Do you guys think Creighton wins tonight?
I do. Yeah, I think. Now that's assuming Kalkbrenner looks even sort of healthy. Without Kalkbrenner, I have no idea.
Yeah, I was curious about how that's gonna go.
I think right now, kind of like what we said with Texas Tech and Arkansas. I think right now Creighton is a much better team than Arkansas.
That game,
the high level talent for Arkansas is there, but I don't think it's all put together yet.
It really proved that because I was concerned, and I don't know for what reason, but it's just one box they hadn't really checked yet.
Yeah.
You know, how do you deal with?
Well, they hadn't played a good team yet.
And how do you deal with, you know, the pressure?
That type of.
How dare you insult the Tommies like that?
Yeah. I will insult them all.
They were the Tommies should be your favorite team. They were number one in 3-point makes last year, and they turned the ball over the like one of the fewest in the country.
Yeah,
and
they're crazy. They're like built
by Ravi Lula.
They're like psychopaths on defense, yeah. Just running around.
They're super undersized 3-point chuckers all over the place.
You know, I
like,
love me some small balls.
I'm surprised you weren't like rooting for them in full Tommy gear.
I would never. but no, I mean, like if I. I don't. That doesn't make them good,
but they do what you want people to do.
I think they
do it all the time, and they don't apologize for it.
I think it's a fun way to build a basketball team. Yeah. That doesn't mean it prepared them to play Texas Tech. That's what I'm saying.
I get
that's
not
that.
Really no.
I'm just trying. I just thought you would have more affinity for the St. Thomas.
Listen, I love their style of play, but like if you're Creighton and trying to get ready, like hey, we got to gear up for the physicality of Texas Tech. the Tommies aren't really getting the job done.
It's a great test for us.
There's famously no points for physicality on the scoreboard.
Yeah. I like Creighton's chances tonight, though, because I think Arkansas is – I think when you look at the discipline gap between these two teams, like, that's going to be a big factor on day two, I think.
If they win Maui
– if Creighton wins this game, I'm going to be insufferable.
If they win
– as opposed to
– yeah, what's the other option?
Wait, is there a different personality?
If they win the Maui invitation and their next game is against Texas next week, it's going to be like number one – like.
It's a top five matchup.
Yeah,
basically.
It's number one versus number five.
If Creighton beats Arkansas and Arizona, I mean, honestly, if San Diego State beats Arizona, they're like 17, so there's a little bit of boot. But Arizona's got the name.
Yeah,
like,
Arizona's got the
if you win Maui, you're probably a top five.
If you
team
win Maui
week.
As the number 10 team going in and you clip number 9 and number 14
and 23
in your path.
Yeah, you're probably top five team.
Yeah, because Texas isn't losing before then.
No,
like that's probably going to be number. Well, they're four, aren't they?
Let's find out.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's a top five matchup, most likely.
So
that's insane.
I think it might be 4 versus 5. I don't know if Texas is going to jump anymore.
That is incredible.
Yeah.
Depends on who's ahead of Texas right now.
KU, Houston, and North Carolina.
Yeah, they're not jumping.
Yeah, so none of those teams are probably going to lose.
Right.
So you could be talking about like a 4-5, 4-6 game.
It would probably be
4 versus 5. I mean, none of these teams are going to lose. Like, I mean, Arkansas lost, so you jump them. Virginia plays Maryland Eastern Shore.
They probably have that one.
Gonzaga plays Portland State.
Probably have that one.
Baylor plays McNeese State. Duke plays Oregon State. So, like, I don't know.
Yeah, but I think voters would jump Creighton significantly. Yeah, I think if they win this Maui tournament,
yeah.
Creighton's jumping.
This is a high-profile tournament against really high-profile teams.
Yes.
It would
be 4 versus 5 in Austin.
Yeah, I think so.
At worst, you're talking like 4 versus 7.
I think I'd have to go. I think I'd have to like get on a
just
plane.
Road trip to Austin.
That's a long drive.
Yeah.
It is. It's like 12 to Austin.
Yeah, I don't
want to
do that. I'll take a flight.
I know you drove down to Arkansas. That was only like 6, though, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's not bad at all. It's straight down the road, baby.
I have a horror story going to Austin. I went to... After Creighton beat Nebraska in basketball and I got like 3 hours of sleep, I hopped on a bus to go down to Austin to watch Creighton volleyball in the Sweet 16 against Michigan and then later Texas.
You took a bus?
Took a bus.
Like a Greyhound?
Yeah, because the cheapest trip we could muster out of our humble operation at White and Blue Review was on the Creighton with the Creighton Pep Band.
Nice. That's awesome.
So I got 3 hours of sleep, drove to the Harper Center in the morning, hopped on with a bunch of band nerds, and... Our bus driver drove us through Oklahoma City on two-way farm roads with a giant heifer of a bus.
Cool.
And it took us probably 7 hours out of the way. So we were on the bus for 18 hours to Austin. And it did not need to take half that long.
Right. Yeah.
And it was just a miserable experience. Yeah, but we got there and, the Creighton beat Michigan, so the trip got extended. So we didn't have to hop back on the bus. Too soon, but yeah, that's my horror story of going to Austin.
Yeah, that's not great.
Yeah, maybe take a flight. Take a flight. Just
hop on the plane next time.
Well, I mean, the flights are expensive, man.
It doesn't matter.
Not worth it.
You can't get back those 9 hours.
Knowing what I know now.
you can't get back those 9 hours.
Yeah.
Not worth it.
All right, guys. We'll let you get out of here.
All righty. Have a good show.
Appreciate it. That's the crossover with Ravi Lula, Matt DeMarinis. We will come back and start the show next year on 1620 The Zone.